Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. So, someone has a nicer car than yours, or they're more attractive, or they seem to get all the breaks. So you get jealous. This is one emotion that has to go if we're to pull together in a world tearing apart. Stay with us for a look at a jealous King Saul in the book of 1 Samuel. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Jealousy, it's a weight that keeps us from running life's race at top speed. Today, Pastor Lutzer begins a talk designed to help us catch the thief called jealousy.
When a thief wants to break into your home, he knows what he wants. Probably not going to go for your old broken down refrigerator. He wants money, artwork, jewelry, something that is valuable. Thieves are always after something that is valuable. But my friend, today there are some thieves that cannot be caught by a burglar alarm system. There are some thieves that actually cannot be detected even by guards stationed at the door. There are thieves that gnaw on the soul. Thieves that destroy us, that rob us of everything that is beautiful, everything that is wholesome, and everything that is fulfilling. And one of those thieves is jealousy. Jealousy is a feeling of rivalry. Jealousy is the feeling that we are hurt because someone else has more than we have. Jealousy is the feeling of anger and betrayal because somebody else makes us look bad and is more successful than we are. Jealousy, above all, is the flip side of rejection. If we feel rejected and unloved, we will feel as if life has not dealt us a complete set of cards, and we'll be angry and resentful of other people who are successful. Now, God is jealous. The Bible says that the Lord is a jealous God. What that means is that God himself desires all the glory and all the praise, and he deserves it in that he is so different from us. We can be jealous, perhaps in a proper sense, if we talk about being jealous for someone else's good and profit. But most of the time, jealousy has to do with the internal struggles of our own souls. And when we become jealous, we actually become and take the place of God. That's why jealousy is so destructive and so sinful. One of my great problems in preaching this message is today is the number of people to whom I shall preach who say this message does not apply to me. The reason that you say this is because this past week no one has made you look bad. You do not understand the power of rivalry, but if you were in a certain situation, it may be surprising to you how much jealousy comes to the surface and the anger and the hostility that comes with it. We are all basically jealous people on the inside. What is it that brings it to the surface? Well, the first, of course, is sibling rivalry. Sibling rivalry. You're brought up in a home with brothers and sisters who are better looking, have more talents, more abilities, and if your parents showed favoritism, and many parents do, though they don't know it, almost in all homes there is a scapegoat who receives most of the blame. And the parents have it in for that child, and they don't even see it. But if you are brought up in a home like that, you grow up feeling unloved, unwelcomed, and as a result, rejected, and jealousy begins to grow in your heart. You remember Adam and Eve? They didn't have the opportunity of taking a seminar in basic youth conflicts, unfortunately, and as a result, they raised Cain. Specifically, their two sons, Cain and Abel, got into it. Abel offered his sacrifice to God, and God received it. Cain offered his, and God rejected his. And Cain became very angry, and God tried to talk him out of it. God said, Cain, do you not know that if you offer a sacrifice to God, he will accept you if you are righteous, if you come in humility and receive his forgiveness? But he says, God says, if you don't, sin, like an animal, is crouching at the door waiting to devour you, and you must master it, or it will master you. And master him it did. Cain killed Abel. And that has been the history of the human race. So, sibling rivalry. Secondly, peer relationships. Competitiveness. Some of you know that in business. You don't want somebody next door who's doing better than you are, particularly somebody who moves in and shows you up to be inadequate or less than he or she is. What is it that makes one mother kill another simply because both of them have daughters who are involved in cheerleading, and one mother wants to even the score with another because her daughter beat her daughter out of cheerleading practice? Rivalry among peers. Why was Jesus crucified? Was it because of theology? Was it because people said, oh, he said that he was the Son of God? Those were the excuses. Pilate, who had an excellent understanding of human nature, said in the 27th chapter of Matthew that he knew that it was because of envy that they delivered him. Envy, a cousin of jealousy. And that's why Jesus died, is because he made the religious leaders look bad. The crowds were talking about Jesus. They weren't talking about the Pharisees. The crowds loved Jesus and they didn't love the Pharisees. And the Pharisees said, we can't take this. Kill them. That's why jealousy and murder are always so closely tied together. Then, of course, there's something else that brings it to the surface, and that is ruptured family relationships. If you were brought up in the home where there was a lot of abuse, a lot of physical abuse, sexual abuse perhaps, all the favoritism that we've talked about, if you were brought up in that kind of an environment and you felt unloved, you will become so possessive of relationships when you begin to date and when you get married, you are going to want to control and to be possessive because your heart is so filled with fear of betrayal. And as a result, you are going to find yourself to be a very jealous person. So jealous, in fact, that people are going to find it difficult to live with you, and yet you will not see a single thing wrong with your life. Because remember, jealous people also live in denial. Well, what we're going to do today is to do a little analysis. It is going to be a psychological, perhaps, analysis of someone who is jealous found on the pages of the Bible. And what an interesting person this is. First Samuel chapter 13, the anatomy here, analysis of jealousy. First Samuel. Remember that Saul was the first king of Israel. God says, Saul, I have chosen you to be king, and you are going to reign over the people. And Saul was so humble that on the day of his inauguration, they couldn't even find him. They couldn't find him because he was hiding. He was tall, the Bible says. He was taller than everyone else. You know that tall people have a certain amount of charisma that comes to them naturally. And this was Saul. But one day, Saul, who was very conscious of public opinion, by the way, Saul decided to disobey God. And this is what Samuel said to him in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. 1 Samuel 15, 23. Samuel is speaking. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. Notice that clearly God said through Samuel, Saul, you're finished. You're no longer going to be king. Now, notice it says in verse 28, Samuel said to him a second time, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to your neighbor who is better than you. What does Saul do with news like that? Does he say, oh God, you are the owner of all the kingdoms of the earth. I yield myself to you. I have disobeyed you, and you have every right to wrest me from the throne. I will submit to your word. Oh, no, 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 no! Oh, he repents. Saul repented 5 times. It says in verse 30 here, notice, same chapter. He says, I have sinned. That really sounds good, doesn't it? But please honor me now before the elders of my people and before Israel and go back with me. He says, I've sinned, but oh, I will not let this kingdom go. It is mine. I will hang on to it. Now there's something that happened in Saul's life that brought all of the jealousy to the surface. And that was a boy by the name of David. And there was a giant by the name of Goliath. And one day David said, I'll take Goliath on. You know the whole story. And when David killed Goliath, David was front page news. He was admired throughout the land. Turn to the 18th chapter of 1 Samuel and we'll pick it up at verse 6. The giant is dead, and it says, it happened as they were coming when David returned from killing the Philistine that the women came out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. And the women sang as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands. And of course, Saul was very glad and said, oh, praise God that David is mightier than I. Oh. Verse 8, then Saul became very angry, for this saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed to David 10,000s, but to me they have ascribed thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom? And Saul looked at David with suspicion from that day on. Now it came about on the next day that an evil spirit from God came mightily upon Saul, and he raved in the midst of the house, while David was playing the harp with his hand as usual, and a spear was in Saul's hand, and Saul hurled the spear, for he thought, I will pin David to the wall. But David escaped from his presence twice. Now Saul was afraid of David, for the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from his presence and appointed him as commander of 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. And David was prospering in all his ways, for the Lord was with him. When Saul saw that he was prospering greatly, he dreaded him. 7 characteristics of jealousy. And remember, they apply to you and to me. Number 1, anger. Very angry.
You know, my friend, Saul is a very interesting character, and there's so much that we learn from him, and we all tend to honor David. But David committed murder and adultery. In a book I've written entitled Living with Your Passions, I have an entire chapter about David. Because after all, David reminds us that anyone can commit sexual sin. Here he is, the one who gave us so many of the Psalms, and he has some lessons for us to learn. The title of the book, Living with Your Passions.
Pastor Erwin Lutzer has begun a study from 1 Samuel on dealing with jealousy. Next time, we'll learn more about Saul and explore the characteristics of this thief called jealousy. Pastor Lutzer has written a book on Living with Your Passions, guidance on keeping sex where it belongs. We'd like to send this book as a thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.